More than 500 athletes will be in Vancouver to participate in the Invictus Games starting this weekend and through next week. Events are taking place in both Vancouver and co-host municipality Whistler. And with hundreds of fans of all abilities expected to descend on and navigate the city, TransLink is stepping up to help spectators get around safely and smoothly. The Regional Transit Authority is adding wayfinding signs, information maps, and volunteers at major transit stops to guide commuters to and from Invictus venues in Vancouver. The games start Saturday, February 8, with the opening ceremony at BC Place, followed by wheelchair basketball preliminary matches at the Vancouver Convention Center. See full schedule below. Extra staff hands will be on deck at the Waterfront and Stadium Chinatown SkyTrain stations that connect those two facilities, TransLink explained in a release. Signs have also been put in place to direct fans to accessible entrances and exits. TransLink provides one of the most accessible transit systems in Canada, offering a variety of features and services, the authority's statement added. These include priority lifts and ramps on all buses and community shuttles, tactile walking surface indicators, and braille and tactile signage at every bus stop in Metro Vancouver. Invictus Games 2025. Where, when and what is happening in Vancouver? https://t.co/rot9jangel. Vancouver is awesome. At VAwesome, January 30, 2025. Transit tips for Vancouver visitors. Getting to downtown venues like BC Place, Rogers Arena, and the Vancouver Convention Center are primarily easily accessible by SkyTrain. Some buses, however, may be rerouted for events. Meanwhile, the C bus will depart an hour earlier from Lonsdale Quay in North Vancouver to Waterfront Station at 7:03 a.m. on Sunday. BC Place. 5-minute walk or roll from Stadium Chinatown Station on the Expo Line. Accessible by elevator at the Beatty Street exit. 10-minute walk or roll from Yaletown Roundhouse Station and Vancouver City Centre Station on the Canada Line. Both stations have elevator access. Gates A, B, and H at BC Place have step-free access from Terry Fox Plaza off Beatty Street. Bus routes 14, 19, and 6 stop nearby. Rogers Arena. Accessible by elevator at the Beatty Street exit from Stadium Chinatown Station. Gates 1, 2, and 8 at Rogers Arena accessible to all attendees. Less than a 5-minute walk or roll from Dunsmuir Viaduct. Bus routes 14, 19, and 6 stop nearby. Hillcrest Center. King Edward Station is the closest stop along the Canada Line. Route 33 29th Avenue bus can be boarded at Bay 4 on Cambie Street. UBC Aquatics Center. UBC Exchange is the closest transit stop. Route 44 bus from downtown Vancouver. Canada Line to Broadway City Hall Station and transfer to the 99B Line at Bay 4 on West Broadway. Invictus Games 101. This is the second Invictus Games in Canada, 8 years after Toronto 2017. Almost 25 nations, including 56 athletes representing Canada, will compete across 11 sports. Prince Harry founded and inaugurated the Games in 2014. The Duke of Sussex, after returning from his deployment in Afghanistan, was inspired to create the Games after watching the coffin of a Danish soldier being loaded on a plane for repatriation and after a visit to the US Warrior Games in 2013, according to the Invictus website. Harry created the International Invictus Games as a means to celebrate the unconquered human spirit and shine a spotlight on these men and women who served. A full schedule for sports taking place in Vancouver for the Invictus Games is as follows. Saturday, February 8. Opening ceremony. BC Place, 777 Pacific Boulevard. 1 to 3 p.m. Performances by Katy Perry, Noah Kahan, Nelly Furtado and Roxanne Bruneau. Wheelchair basketball. VCC 1055 Canada Place. Pool play equals 6:20 to 9:30 p.m. Sunday, February 9th. Wheelchair basketball. VCC 1055 Canada Place. Pool play and semifinals equals 8:20 a.m. to 5 p.m. Finals equals 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Wheelchair curling. Hillcrest Center 4575 Clancy LaRonger Way. Pools, semifinals and finals equals 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Thursday, February 13th. Wheelchair rugby. VCC 1055 Canada Place. Pool play and semifinals equals 8:20 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Finals equals 7 to 10 p.m. Friday, February 14th. Swimming. UBC Aquatic Center 6080 Student Union Boulevard. Heats equals 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Finals equals 4 to 9:30 p.m. Saturday, February 15th. Sitting volleyball. VCC 1055 Canada Place. Pool play and semifinals equals 8:20 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Finals equals 7 to 10 p.m. Sunday, February 16th. Indoor rowing. VCC 1055 Canada Place. Finals equals 8:20 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Closing ceremony. Rogers Arena 800 Griffiths Way. 6 to 8 p.m. Performances by Jelly Roll, Bare Naked Ladies, and the War and Treaty husband-wife duo Michael Trotter Jr. and Tanya Trotter. The Invictus Village, set up between the Convention Center and Canada Place, will officially open on Sunday and will run daily with booths, concessions, giveaways and stage programming between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Hours will be extended until 10 p.m. on select dates for live finals broadcasts. If you can't make the games in person, the Invictus YouTube channel will also stream the events while TSN will carry daily highlights. For more information and tickets to Invictus Games 2025 in Vancouver, you can visit the official website. For updates and alerts regarding Vancouver Transit, you can visit TransLink's website.